Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon could soon face bribery charges related to a real estate deal dating back to when he was foreign minister in the 1990s. Israeli media reported this weekend that in the coming days, the state prosecutor will recommend indicting Sharon in connection with a scheme that also involves his son. Any decision on a Sharon indictment will be made by the Israeli Attorney General, and that could still be more than a month away. NPR's Linda Gradstein joins us from Jerusalem. Linda, exactly what are the accusations against Sharon?
Well, it's called the Greek Island Affair, and it dates back to the late 1990s when Sharon was foreign minister. According to the media, the draft indictment will say that Sharon allegedly took bribes from a prominent Israeli businessman named David Apple. Apple wanted Sharon to use his influence with the Greek government to get Apple a permit to build a casino and a resort on a Greek island, which incidentally was never built. Apple was indicted in January for trying to bribe Sharon through Sharon's son, Gilad. He allegedly paid Gilad about $700,000 in consulting fees, despite the fact that Gilad had no relevant experience and promised him much more if the deal went through. The elder Sharon, the prime minister, by the way, has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing.
Now, what would an indictment do to Sharon politically?
Well, that's the question. Legal experts are divided about whether an indictment automatically means that Sharon would have to resign. In any case, there would be heavy public pressure on him to resign or, at the very least, to suspend himself until there was a trial. Some Israeli analysts are saying that if the Attorney General does recommend the indictment, it will be almost impossible for Sharon to continue as prime minister.
Now, the prime minister has a plan for an Israeli pullout from much of Gaza. How is this likely to affect that?
Well, obviously, if he resigns, then that would put the plan on hold completely. If he's indicted and does not resign, you know, either legal experts agree that he doesn't have to, if he's indicted, he will have to focus on his political survival, and that could put any plan on the back burner. On the other hand, the Gaza pullback is supported by a clear majority of the Israeli public. So if Sharon really wanted to continue to proceed, ostensibly he could. He's been holding talks with people in the opposition Labor Party about joining his coalition, since the right-wing parties have said they will pull out as soon as Sharon begins moving towards a withdrawal from Gaza. Sharon's expected to meet President Bush in the middle of next month to discuss the Gaza pullout.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.